Episode number 851, The Benefits and Drawbacks to Co-Creation.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
I'm in Austin sort of this week, but I'm also doing a virtual book tour, which means I'm talking about my latest book, The Third Paradigm, in a virtual way. And I kind of came across it in a very, the idea in a very interesting way. A friend of mine, Kian Gohar, who's a member of TLC, is working on a project where he's having brainstorming with AI, like a thought participant. And so he asked me if he could do that with me. And I said, yes. And he asked me a few questions. And he said, well, is there anything that you're working on that you'd like to talk to the AI about? And so he's got voice activation with it. So I said, yes. And I said to the AI what the third paradigm was all about, the book and how it worked. And I said, now, what can I do to help get the word out about this book? It isn't done. It isn't very traditional. And the AI spoke back to me and said, well, Ivan, have you thought about doing a virtual book tour? A virtual book tour is where you can take sections of the book and talk about them, every month. And so you're, going in deep over a period of time and you invite people to come. And I'm like, oh my goodness, no, I've never thought of that. And so I'm doing a virtual book tour this week because ChatGPT, as a thought participant, suggested it to me.
Uh-huh. That's great.
What a great way to use AI, I think.
Uh-huh.
So the benefits and drawbacks to co-creation, and as co-creation, an example of it is crowdsourcing. Another example, BNI was way ahead of its time with co-creation because I created the Board of Advisors back in 1986, and the Board of Advisors either approved or created every single member policy that exists today. The Board of Advisors did it. So we were way ahead of our time with co-creation, and it's worked for me very effectively. And if you find this topic at all interesting, pick up a copy of the book. There's definitely going to be a link in the podcast. We had wide distribution of gender who participated, both men and women, reasonably equal, spread on the age of the respondents with almost a bell curve, like the majority being 40s to 60, and the less people under 39 and over 60. So it's pretty close to a bell curve. But the part that I think is most important and that we spend the most time on in the book are the top seven benefits of co-creation and the top seven drawbacks. And so that's what I'm going to touch upon here today. If you want to have a co-creative process in your business, these are the benefits. These are the reasons why you should do it. And I think I mentioned in the previous podcast, we surveyed over 4,000. It was 4,200 respondents. And we had almost 2,000 open-ended, actually 1,000 open-ended comments with 1,900 people talking about leadership. And so let's talk about what are the top seven benefits, and then I'm going to jump into the drawbacks. The number one benefit for co-creation is the diversity of ideas. And, I've talked about diversity being important in your network for years because it connects you to other clusters of people. But here in this book, it was the number one topic in the survey because the diversity of ideas fills skill gaps for more well-rounded for a more well-rounded solution to the challenge that you've got. Diversity of positions resulted in good input in the project. These are actually, I'm reading some exact quotes from the 1,000 comments that were made in the book. Another person said a diverse group of followers, leaders, thinkers, and workers help with a project. The second highest was learning from each other. And people said things like, you know, the power of brainstorming, fresh ideas. There was one story in the book, an incredible story. He said at a large supermarket, organization team came up with a simple idea of placing a rubber stopper on the racks that would keep the merchandise pulled forward to give a look of full inventory, give an impression of full inventory. And it established a minimum number for inventory before reorder. And they were able to reduce the amount of inventory by 48%. It was millions of dollars that they saved with no negative effect on sales. That is a classic example of how co-creation works. Stronger relationships was the third benefit. Synergies are created. The concept of using teams to create and innovate results in significantly stronger buy-in from people. Fourth is seeing areas of the business that you don't see. This is an important one. Team members come in with different areas of expertise. And if you want to have innovation, you got to let everyone speak up and you got to listen to all the different perspectives. You know, sometimes the field people don't think that the tech people should be giving input, but you need the tech people to give input. And the tech people think the field people are too bossy. And so, you know, there's this natural challenge, but you got to overcome that challenge and make sure everyone speaks. And by looking at the problem from all angles, you're able to do that. Five is more empowered teams and a sense of ownership. You get alignment, vested interest. You get the sales team, administration working together eventually. Six is increased quality of creativity, which is a really important one that, you know, if a lot of, what is it? We'll phrase many hands make short work or something like that. And that's the case here is you got a lot of people putting in ideas. You get really get a lot of quality. People come up with differing ideas for ways really to reach the same objective. And the last one is shared resources. Sharing knowledge with people with fewer resources is really valuable. Pooling various skills is valuable. Bringing additional resources to a project increases the client's confidence when you have a lot of people working on it. So those are the top seven benefits of co-creation. Let's talk briefly about the top seven drawbacks, because you got to be prepared. If you want to be a great leader and be co-creative, you got to be prepared to deal with the drawbacks. And number one was personality conflicts. Number one thing, disputes based on personality conflicts, and they slow the co-creative process. Competition creates chaos in the process. And so, you know, a leader's got to learn how to manage conflicts that might be in the team. The second one is dealing with egos. And that's different than personality conflicts. Personality conflicts are two or three people who just don't get along. Dealing with egos is all by yourself. You know, it's somebody whose ego enters the room before they do. And, you know, they kind of take charge. And, you know, one person wrote, some people love to talk and their favorite subject is themselves. So that was a direct quote from one of the respondents. Number three is poor communication. A lot of talking, not a lot of listening. That's a drawback. And so a really good leader, and I talked about the importance of leadership in co-creation last week, a really good leader makes sure that everyone is part of the communication process. Number four is people who don't pull their weight. People that have abdicated their responsibilities or dumped obligations onto other people. Anyone who's gone to college and has done group projects, you always have one student that doesn't pull their weight. And that sometimes happens in co-creation. And so you need to make sure that the team, everyone on that team is pulling their weight, or you replace them. Number five is lack of agreement on who makes the final decision. That's important. Somebody's got to make a final decision. Yeah, co-creation is about crowdsourcing. Wikipedia is a great example of crowdsourcing, but guess what? Somebody makes an opinion on Wikipedia. Someone takes stuff down or puts stuff up. So there is somebody who has the final yay or nay, but that somebody really should let people run the show. and they should get involved really towards the end in making final decisions. Number six is individuals hijacking the direction of the project. You know, sometimes people have ulterior motives and they take the project in a wrong direction. And number seven in the book is a non-aligned vision for a project, where people think they're doing something different than other people think. And so everybody's got to be on the same page in terms of where this project is going. And data like this, data like I've just shared in this podcast, helps examine a subjective process in a more objective way, because you get real life data on the things that work and the things that you want to look out for when you're trying to do co-creation. Does that make sense,
Priscilla? Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and if you can get everyone rowing in the same direction at the same time with the same purpose, magic happens. And we see that, we certainly see that in BNI with everyone in good chapters, everyone rowing in the same direction, taking the chapter, moving the chapter forward. So that's, as a matter of fact, the end of Giver's Game, I say, if all the people in an organization row in the same direction, that organization can dominate any industry and any market against any competition at any time. BNI has dominated its industry in almost every market against all the competition for almost four decades. And that's happened because of a shared vision and a co-creation of that vision. That's it for today, Priscilla.
That was great. Thank you, Ivan. This podcast is sponsored by MeisnerAudioPrograms.com. These audio programs will provide you with the tools and the inspiration to powerfully enhance your BNI experience. So check out the great material that's available to you at MeisnerAudioPrograms.com. And then use the promo code IVAN50 for 50% off of everything. All of the proceeds go to the BNI Foundation. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.